Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and yes, this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have a lot of truth going today. First of all, let me introduce our show. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're now in 38 stations all across the country. But most importantly, we are in the BizTalk app. It's absolutely free. It's BizTalk. And you can also hear the archives of all of our shows for the past few years if you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. And don't forget to go to Ask Adrienne with any questions you may have, and also with comments. If there's a guest or a topic that you would like us covered, please let me know. So today is a special day. I know, please don't turn the radio off. It's National Healthcare Decision Day. At least April 16th is, if you're hearing this show at a different time. Let me tell you something. This is not an easy thing. Making decisions about your own health care can be very tough. But I'll tell you what is tougher. Making decisions about somebody else's health care. So if you love your family, if you love the people who are going to be in the decision-making position in lieu of you, if a time comes in your life when you cannot make those decisions, you've got an obligation. And that obligation is to take care in writing, on paper, with an attorney, or with the five wishes from the American Bar Association. You can go right to their website, aba.org, and you can get the five wishes out of there, print it out, write it up, tell somebody about it, and then go enjoy your day. But there's more to it than that, and that's why we have a very special guest today. Her name is Ellen Rand. She is a columnist. She's been a columnist in the field of housing for the New York Times. She's a great author. She's written an awful lot. She's got a great blog. We'll tell you about it. But the point is her latest book, From the Forefront of Late Life Care, this is Cypress Press, has just come out. It's apropos of the day. And we're going to talk to her, as I was able to do a few moments ago, about the issues of late life care, the kind of things we'd like to turn away from, but life will not allow us to. So thank you, Ellen, for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Adrienne. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's dive right in. Last comfort, notes from the forefront of late life care. Let's start with the definition of late life. What do you mean by that from the point of view of caregiving?
I think it varies depending on how your health is in late life. I mean, I see people in their 80s and 90s who are pretty vital and happy and healthy, and I've seen people in their 60s who are not so happy and vital and healthy. But I think people who have been diagnosed with a serious illness, people who have an advanced illness, people who have multiple chronic conditions, people who have dementia, even advanced dementia, that's kind of the realm that we're in here.
Now, you know, Ellen, I swim in the waters of financial gerontology, and so in my life, I deal with insurance, and insurance policies generally say, oh, we will give you some of your death benefit, 70 to 90%, if you have six months to 1 year to live. That's what they mean. They mean you're terminal. But you lived in a situation that inspired the book where your mom had late life care for more than two years. Very different in the real world than it is in the financial world. Tell us a little bit about what inspired the book.
what inspired the book basically was seeing the huge difference in care at my father's end of life versus my mother's. My father had your sort of typical conventional medicalized version, and it was a nightmare. He was in and out of the hospital and rehab center and back in the hospital for the last 5 months of his life. He had multiple specialists. Sometimes they communicated with each other. Sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they communicated with us. Mostly they didn't. And it was really, really difficult. And toward the end, I did ask one of his physicians, can we recommend him for hospice care right now? And the doctor said, I can't really say that he's terminal. And then he died 2 weeks later. So that was kind of difficult. And when my mother was diagnosed with a brain tumor 3 years later, she made the decision that after she had her round of whole brain radiation, that was it for her. She wanted to go be home. She wanted to be taken care of at home. And she didn't want to go back into the hospital, and that's what we did. And we were able to get an aide for her to live in 24/7. And we had hospice care for her for actually almost 2 years, which now would be pretty much unheard of, but they did have to keep recertifying her. And the great benefit of that was not only did they care for her, but they cared for the family as well. I mean, they held our hands literally and figuratively. They gave us sort of a roadmap of what to expect going forward. And I really believe we don't come into the world knowing how to deal with these things, and having people like a nurse or even an aide or a social worker kind of walk you through it is absolutely invaluable. So 5 years after my mom died, there was a short item in the local paper looking for volunteers for hospice training at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck, New Jersey, and I thought, well, yeah, I can do that. And so I started volunteering, and then early on, as a volunteer, it seemed to me that people were just coming into this way, way too late. And I wondered why. And I wondered, are we an outlier? And the fact was, no, we were not. This is really fairly typical. And to me, the shame of it is that it takes time, you know, to develop that trust, that friendship, that great supportive relationship that you have with hospice care. So
let's go to hospice care for a moment. You know, as you mentioned to me, a lot of people that have not even heard the word, let alone know that it exists, what the trends are, and also how to access it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So the book goes through that. I just want to remind everybody that this is a book that you can get from Amazon or your bookstore, Cypress Press, Last Comfort, Notes from the Forefront of Late Life Care, and it's not for people who are only in the situation. It's for people, and that's most every one of us, that will be in that situation for ourselves or somebody else, and it's time to make some decisions and to get educated. So what is hospice, and how does one actually apply for it currently?
Basically, you need to be referred by a physician. Now, the physician can do this voluntarily, or you can you can insist to the
Put
physician, okay,
right.
I think it's really
fine. Make him an offer he can't refuse, right?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the resistance to hospice, and people don't even like the word. They find it scary. They find it off-putting. They find it, well, that means that you're really at death's door. No, it really doesn't. Basically, it means that you're going to be able to access a whole other level of care, not only for the person who's ill, but for the family as well. And mostly, care is provided in the home. Although we do have contracts with a number of nursing homes in the county, we do see people in nursing homes. The number of people who actually go to a freestanding hospice facility is very small.
You know, I was able to visit what I think is the largest hospice, which is in the Midwest. They had 600 beds outside of their facility. Yeah,
wow.
And then they had their own facility as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to say you and I are CUNY grads. We're here in a very dense Queens and Brooklyn. We're here in a very dense part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hospice isn't available everywhere. It's just not. But if you're going to find out about it, you're probably best doing it through the County Office for the Aging, wherever you live that you're listening right now. Or if you're in a rural area, we do have a lot of people, you want to go to your rural extension service, which is often accessed through your public library. So these are all ways of finding out about it. And you have to apply for it differently. But you also say in your book that there are trends for the baby boomer, that the baby boomer should be aware of, that things may actually be better for us. We have about a minute and a half. Let's do that now, and then we'll talk again after our break. Go right ahead.
Okay, I think that there's a lot of excellent work going on with physician education, with nursing education. There's terrific work happening in terms of creating coordinated care. What that means is that if you go from a hospital setting, let's say, to a subacute setting, or you go from a hospital to home, sometimes things fall between the cracks. You know, who's going to take care of you at home? What has to be done? And the programs that are being developed with coordinated care, where there's somebody like a nurse practitioner who acts as your navigator, who acts as your point person, who acts as your voice on the end of the phone when you're at your wit's end at 2 o'clock in the morning and you don't know what to do, those are the kinds of things that make a lot of sense. Also, in the long-term care setting, I think that there are alternative models for nursing homes that are hugely, hugely helpful.
Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Again, in the world in which I live, people have legal documents. They do make decisions. It is National Healthcare Decision Day. And one of those decisions, we call it very fancy, is to age in place. But sometimes you can't always age in place. You do need to go to assisted living or some sort of a facility. And what Ellen Rand, author of Last Comfort, is going to be talking about is what we can look at in new trends of facilities in late life care. We'll also talk about the minority community, the LGBT community, and specialized help for you. So go nowhere. We'll be right back. It's Generation Bold.
She is 22 and running in slow motion on the beach like Bo Derek. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. We're speaking right now, and I want to go right into this so we have every minute we can with Ellen Rand. She's the author of Last Comfort, Notes from the Forefront of Late Life Care, and it is Cypress Press. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in your bookstores. You can ask for it, and you might want it for yourself. But when you do, you know what? I know you think I'm nuts. We're going to give this book as a gift. No, you're not going to give this book as a gift. Someday, somebody is going to say something to you that's going to break your heart, and you're going to take this book and give it to them, and it's going to help them. I know this because, you know, we are all caregivers. We're all going to be caregivers, or we all were caregivers, and this book is very, very serious, particularly for people who currently need caregiving. All right. National Healthcare Decision Day. We're going to help you make those decisions with Ellen Rand. So, Ellen, in addition to Amazon and all these other places you can get the book, you've got your own website. Tell everybody where to find you.
Yes, thank you. It's http://lastcomforts.com.
So it's very, very simple. It's Last Comfort.
Comforts, plural.
With an S. Lastcomforts.com.
Yes.
And we reviewed Ellen's own personal story about the difference between her father and her mother in their last years and the new trends. And one of the new trends we call aging in place. So everybody's changing their kitchen and they're having a specialized bathrooms and all these wonderful things if you have the money and if you have the money for the care. But sometimes a time comes in your life that you actually need a facility, and Ellen has included this in her background as a housing columnist for the New York Times. That's housing, too, as well as a freestanding home. So what's new in that trend of what I call facilities, but you may have a better word for it?
Well, they're more home and less nursing, because the fact of the matter is just shoot me isn't a plan for us. I mean, I know that we all kind of look around and say, if I ever get to such and such a state, just shoot the no. And the fact is, for a lot of us boomers, some of our children are far afield. Some of us don't have children. Some of us don't have nieces, nephews, whomever, to take care of us. And many of us will have to be in some sort of long-term care setting. And the most wonderful places that I've seen just don't look like your conventional nursing homes at all. I mean, imagine a place where you can go, where you walk in and you smell the smell of a wonderful breakfast cooking. You don't first see a nursing station when you get off the elevator. You see people sitting around in a large living area, you know, just enjoying the day. And they're cared for by a couple of aides who have more responsibilities than just the CNAs usually do in conventional facilities. You get up when you want. You eat when you want. You get, you know, to your meals when you want. And you participate in activities or not, as you wish. It's sort of a deinstitutionalization of an institutional idea.
And, you know, you hit my hot spot. I'm very angry. My mom died at home, and she died, I thought, unnecessarily while we were away because she would not go into any facility. But after a lot of selling, folks, I got her to go look. And the day, two of them, both times, the first thing she saw was three people almost comatose, two were drooling, in a wheelchair. One, I couldn't get her in the door. And the next one, she said, forget it, never show me these again. And these were well-researched, and let me tell you, in the idea of going in, when you're a 91-year-old and have lived independently, and see that is horrible. So what you're telling me is that there's at least some common sense going on, but also a lot of new trends that could be very different for the baby boomer, so that we don't...
Right now, these kinds of homes are in the minority of the nursing home beds that are out there. But I think, once again, I really believe that the boomers, we need to tap into our activist genes, and we need to insist on some of these kinds of things going forward. We really do.
Speaking of activism, I don't want to lose you before we do discuss the issues of the LGBT community, which is a community that has supported this show from the minute we got on the air. And they're all very happy about what's going on from the marriage point of view. But if they're young, they're as in the dark about late life care as anybody else.
Absolutely.
And they can't face different issues. Tell us about it, because it is in your book.
Yes, it is. And some of the issues that face all of us are more pronounced for the LGBT community, because they tend to have lower income levels, they tend to have more social isolation, they tend to have fewer children or other people who can help them when they get older and infirm, and many of them feel that they do have to sort of go back into the closet if they have to go into a long-term care setting, because they're afraid of being discriminated against, rightfully so. They're afraid of being treated badly or being judged by the people who are providing direct care. I mean, this is kind of a reality in the world. And I think that there are organizations such as SAGE USA and the Visiting Nurse Service of New York who are really doing a lot of outreach to try to train people in institutional settings to be more culturally competent.
Yes, and it is true, and we'll say this. Culturally competent is a word that many people have not heard, except maybe in the corporate world. But there is such a thing as that in medical help. Interestingly enough, the last place that I sat in on one of these things was in Mexico. What was that about? Americans and Canadians coming into Mexico, and they look at healthcare and their relationship with the doctor very differently. And so if they're going to feel comfortable, the Mexican Medical Association wanted to teach cultural competency. So if that could be done there, we can do that here. So I want to give Ellen Rand the last word. She is the author of Last Comfort, Notes from the Forefront of Late Life Care. Her website is Last Comforts, and you should go. It is lastcomforts.com. It is National Healthcare Decision Day. You'll be making decisions for yourself, and that's the right way. Don't put it off on somebody else. It's not like it doesn't have to be made. It won't go away. Read the book and go to the American Bar Association.org, ABA.org, and get their five wishes. So, Ellen, if there was one thing that you would like to see happen, what would it be?
It would be that we would start talking about this a whole lot more, and I think that we will, because many of us have seen the ends of life of our parents, and we want to do things differently. And I think even more important necessarily than writing it down is having that conversation with the people who love you and the people that you love. It's a really pretty profound conversation, because it gets to the point of what is most meaningful to you in your life. What do you value the most? And that kind of guides all your decisions, because making these decisions is not just sort of checking off boxes.
But it's knowing really who you are and what you want.
Exactly.
So I have to tell everybody, in my law practice, I used to say C&C, cry and Chardonnay. So now I say cry and Chardonnay. We'll be back in just a moment. Take care.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
This is a commercial message.
If you're suffering from pain, especially back pain or knee pain, you can get relief with a back or knee brace at little to no cost to you. We are Complete Healthcare Services, and we have access to the nation's premier suppliers of high-end braces and pharmacy services. We can also evaluate your pain to get a clearer picture of your insurance coverage for free. Complete Healthcare Services can help you determine the safe and right medication for your pain. Call Complete Healthcare Services now and let us help you become pain-free so you can be active again. Experienced agents are available to help you day or night, and there are no age restrictions. Everything may be covered by your insurance, including Medicare plans, so there is little to no cost to you.
Call now and get free shipping. Plus, we'll include a set of heavy resistance bands to help improve your flexibility and endurance. Call 800-550-9851. 800-550-9851. 800-550-9851.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
My wife, TiVo's The Vampire Diary.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and we are back for the second half of our show. But this show has a theme, because it is a very special time. April 16th is National Healthcare Decision Day, and we didn't take this lightly, and we didn't take light topics. We talk all the time about the healthcare power of attorney, the healthcare proxy. You can go on our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com. You can go to our blog and you can read 5 legal mistakes that people make in their healthcare documents and how to fix them. You even will see clauses that I worked out with the American Bar Association. So we are very serious about you taking charge of your own healthcare. We think it's as important and liberating as the right to vote, free speech, our own ability to dictate our healthcare to the extent that the law allows. Okay, but, what's new, what's trending, what's happening in some of the most difficult topics to talk about? In our first half of the show, we talked about end-of-life care and hospice, and now we talk about dementia. I'm very, very happy to introduce to you Kim Warshall. She's founder and president of Dementia Care Specialists. You can go on the website crisisprevention.com, the parent company of Dementia Care Specialists. She is an occupational therapist. She knows what she's talking about, and she's trained so many people that if you or someone in your life faces dementia, you're likely to be helped by somebody she's trained. So we're going right to the source today. Kim, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Adrian.
So as we said, we talked a little bit earlier, you know, we say dementia. We don't know the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's. We don't know what it means. We don't know senility or senior moments. What is dementia from your point of view?
That's the most frequently asked question I receive. And really what dementia is just a very broad term, and sometimes we call it an umbrella term, that simply describes a group of symptoms. And what those symptoms are cognitive changes, changes in things like thinking, memory, attention, and problem solving. And those symptoms are so significant that it impacts on a person's ability to engage in daily activities. So you will first see changes in what are called IADLs, instrumental activities of daily living, like driving and taking medications and cooking complex meals and money management. And then as the disease progresses, you tend to see changes in the basic activities of daily living, like dressing and bathing and grooming. So dementia is just a group of symptoms, but it does not really describe the reasons for those cognitive changes. So there's about 70 to 100 different conditions and diseases, believe it or not, that have been identified to cause those symptoms. Alzheimer's disease happens to be the most common disease that causes dementia symptoms in the elderly. And then there's an array of other similar diagnoses like vascular dementia, which is mini strokes, Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia. They all have the same primary characteristic of those cognitive changes, and then there's some slight differences as well. So to just recap, if you know someone in your life who's been told they have dementia, you need to go further and find a specialist who can help identify the real disease or condition that underlies those symptoms, because the treatment may be different.
And, you know, folks, I swim in the waters of financial gerontology. How are we going to pay for these things? And I will tell you that your long-term care policies, your regular life policies that allow for what they call life benefits, not just a death benefit, they say, almost all of them, that if you can't do the activities of daily living or you have dementia, you can collect. And so in some respect, there's a legal definition of dementia, but the humanistic and the medical, Kim is telling you. And so we have all levels of that. Now, Kim is the founder and president of Dementia Care Specialists. So, Kim, I want to go to that part. We now know what dementia is, but what is dementia care? And is it more or less the same for all these different types of dementia?
Well, I think that that's a great question again. And let's talk about what does dementia care mean. I love that you've asked it. So being able to help a person with a chronic progressive condition like Alzheimer's and these related dementias involves being able to flip that glass to half full instead of half empty. You know, when we think about what's typically talked about when we talk about the word Alzheimer's disease is a long, slow death and a sentence of suffering. So dementia care is about focusing on what persons with Alzheimer's and similar dementias can still do at every stage of the continuum instead of focusing on what they've lost. And that's a key point. And when we can focus on what they can still do and enable them to use those remaining abilities, and then we couple that with what we call person-centered care, which is not letting the disease itself overshadow or define this individual, but still connect with their beloved roles and interests. And we can kind of combine those two things and say, if you have Alzheimer's and dementia, you will be able to stay actively involved in meaningful activities at every stage. We're going to make sure you maintain a sense of purpose and productivity, feeling of belonging and success, so that you will want to swing your legs over the edge of the bed and get up in the morning and engage in life. And when we provide that kind of enabling care, good health is a byproduct. So that's what dementia care is. And, you know, Adrian, that's a similar concept that should apply to every type of dementia. There are a few little differences about each that might mean the care plan or the treatment plan is a little bit different, but essentially that applies to all.
You know, I'll tell you, we tend to say about cancer or about other kinds of diseases, we are not our disease. That's a big mantra, particularly in the cancer group. This is the one disease where everybody sees us as our disease. This is the one disease where we're written off. And there's nothing but the disease. So I'll tell you two very quick things and get to the kind of training you give. I was in Connecticut, and there's something called Dining with Friends. Everybody there has Alzheimer's. It is a nursing home. And I dined with the group, and they had special plates, and they had special forks, and they had a placemat that showed you where to put your cup. And they had discussion, and they had music, and they had laughter. And that was Alzheimer's people. Very, very, very far into the disease, having fun while eating, and it was called Dining with Friends. And then I went to a very nice assisted living place, a place where you would send your mom. And the people were coming to me, a stranger, and saying, I don't want to sit here. I can do better than this. And it was heartbreaking. So the difference in levels of care is different than the levels of people. So how are you training? What's the trends we should be looking at as founder of and president of Dementia Care Specialists? You're obviously training specialists in this. What's the new trends? What can we expect for our future?
Well, one of the trends, and I'm happy to talk about this, I just returned from the American Occupational Therapy Association conference where I had the opportunity to talk about the crucial role of my profession, occupational therapy, in dementia care. And really, a trend is called habilitation, not rehabilitation, but habilitation. And that means a professional, like an occupational therapist, should be receiving order from the physician to go in and evaluate the person who has dementia, discover through their standardized assessments what cognitive level is this person today, and then delivering a plan that is habilitative in nature. And what that means is it's not like rehab where we're trying to restore something or improve something about the person themselves, you know, by healing the brain, for an example, in the case of dementia. But what we're trying to do is work with what remains. How do I discover the person's cognitive level today, discover their remaining cognitive abilities, and then adapt life, adapt the activity to the just right challenge, adapt the environment around that person so it's a support and not a hindrance. And by the way, we do provide this type of care for children. You know, it takes 25 years for our human brain to develop to full capacity. And along that, you know, developmental age progression, these children are cognitively impaired. But why do they thrive at every age of development? Because the world is adapted and their caregivers are understanding and patient and empathetic. That's
so
the same
want,
type.
Yeah. Yeah, we want ahead. To carry that over to later life and
we
not
do.
See the disease. Yeah, so we come back, we're going to talk more about that, more about trends, what you should expect, and how to advocate for yourself and your loved one with Kim Warshall. Don't go away.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
My husband still has G.I. Joes.
What?
I know they're in the basement.
My wife, TiVo's The Vampire Diary.
This is Adrienne Berg, and it is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And it is also National Healthcare Decision Day, April 16th, if you're listening to this on your app or a different day or on an archive. But it's an encouragement to you to make some decisions about your own health care through the legal documents that are available to you. If you don't have an attorney, you can go to the American Bar Association, aba.org, and you can get a hold of a document called Five Wishes. It's very specific about the way you would like to see your health care. And don't just write it. Let somebody know it's there, particularly the person who's your health care decision maker. Now, it's almost unimaginable for any of us to feel that we may not have the competency to make our legal, financial, and medical decisions, but it happens. And we're very fortunate that there is an organization, a company, and we have the founder and president of Dementia Care Specialists with us today. Her name is Kim Warshall, if you haven't been listening to the beginning of our show. And she's going to talk a little bit about the stages of dementia. Now, let me set the stage. We talked about what dementia is, and she let us know that there are maybe 70 kinds. We talked about the new level, the new look at care for the dementia patient, looking at the glass half full. What can we do to maximize each of us at whatever level we may be? But the truth is that in the baby boom group that I speak to on this show, Kim, people, they're worried. They have kind of a displaced anxiety. They forget their keys. They forget their glasses. They say they haven't seen your moment. They try to laugh, but underneath they think, is it happening to me? So, Kim, what's the stages of dementia? What should we really be looking out for in the people we love and even ourselves?
Right. So just having an occasional short-term memory problem where you forget, for example, where you put your keys, that's pretty normal. But stages of dementia really are directly related to the cognitive changes you're having, like memory issues, are beginning to impact your level of independence and daily activities. So, for example, in the very beginning, what we would call the high early stage, the person is just going to be demonstrating some challenges with those instrumental activities of daily living. So you might notice they're getting lost while they are driving. They are having challenges managing money or cooking complex meals. But those basic activities of daily living, they're still doing okay, like getting dressed. Now, what's happening here is because of the changes in their brain from the dementia, they're having problems learning things that are new, solving problems. It's what we call the executive functions. But this individual can still
do the things that are very familiar in life. So as long as nothing out of the ordinary changes about their day or their health, they're going to do okay, and they just need somebody checking on them every day to make sure they are managing the problems that come up in daily life as necessary. Now, as that stage advances, the hallmark is they're now beginning to have some problems even with those basic activities of daily living like dressing and bathing. You might notice they're wearing the same outfit over again. They're a little bit unkempt and not showering or bathing as often. And now people in the family are beginning to notice something's wrong. You know, this is not the way our mom typically cared for herself or her home. At that point, you know, they do need 24-hour supervision because they're beginning to have more problems with solving problems, making good decisions. But when we stay with that theme of glass half full, they are still very goal-directed. So that means if the activity is very familiar to them, they can still initiate it, complete all the steps and to the end without any assistance. But the key is everything has to be extremely familiar.
Now, you know, I just saw a wonderful movie called Lady in the Van. Mm-hmm. And with the great Maggie Smith. And it was a movie about a homeless person who was much, much older.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the dearest and things in the movie with a lot of pathos was she went to a daycare center for older adults, and she said, they let me bathe myself.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was almost everything you're saying. So if they can do it, let them do it. Don't button the button if they can button it themselves. But you train people in that kind of sensitivity. What should we expect from the people we may hire if we have home health or we may be given if it's a hospital or a nursing home? What level of training should we expect from people?
Well, as that disease progresses even to the middle and then end stages, the person is still able to engage in the activities with one-to-one assistance if that care partner knows the right skills and techniques. So what we want to be able to do is start with training, whether it's a nursing aide or training a nurse or a therapist. We need to train them, first of all, about the perspective of the disease. It's important to still see someone with Alzheimer's as capable. It's important to get to know who this person is and tap into those beloved interests and long-term memories. So if you train staff to think and perceive the person with dementia that way, and then we give them the skills on how to adapt daily activities to the just right challenge, just like we do for children every day. And if we can do that, we're going to create better health for the person with the disease, less stress on the caregivers, and quality of life for everybody.
Yeah, because there's nothing more frightening, particularly for the baby boomer who has been in charge, large and in charge, pretty much from the moment we were in elementary school, to lose mastery. The idea of losing mastery is probably the most frightening part of this, more than anything else. For the family, it's losing the recognition of who they are, because it's a terrible ego and heart issue. But for the person, it's losing mastery over the elements of daily life. And what you're saying, I think, is that to recognize what mastery they have and to keep it foremost, that's the glass half full. So it's a whole other way of thinking. And Kim Warshall, founder, president, dementia care specialist, her parent company, crisisprevention.com, you should ask. You guys should ask. What kind of training has the professional that I've been assigned, whether it's a nursing home assisted living or an at-home health care aide, what kind of training have they had in this particular area, which is still so mysterious and so frightening for most of us? And you say that in your documents, folks. This is National Healthcare Decision-Making Day. Make a couple of decisions. So, Kim, thank you so much for being with us. This has been really a difference. I think you've made a shift in our thinking.
Well, if we can help create a dementia-capable society, that would be my vision and mission, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
Well, you did a wonderful job. And you know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
Inappropriate for our age. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.